The Horse's Prayer, this is a song I wrote about my father. Sort of didn't come directly out of this, but I did have a funny day. We got put into an old people's home, and I had to go down there on Melbourne Cup Day, which is a big day in Melbourne. First Tuesday in November. And I tell you what, it was going off down at the Newcombe Old People's Home. And we're sitting there to celebrate the day. All the old women had to wear hats, and they had some sparkling wine, I think they call it, summer wine. It was pretty bad, and kind of, you'd laugh or you'd cry, I reckon. And I was sitting there with my girlfriend and mum and my dad, and I was thinking, oh, for Christ's sake, okay, someone just go and put a bloody bet on. So I said, okay, so I got a bit of paper, and I wrote down the bet for mum, and I wrote down the bet for dad, and we jumped in the car, and we went around the corner to the TAB, which is our booking agency, bookie. And went around to the TAB, and we placed the bets, and I got back to the old people's home, and it was sort of a fever pitch by then, because they'd broken out the French onion dip, and there's more hats than ever before. And then there was a commotion out in the courtyard, and the dog that belonged to the old people's home, which is this old Cocker Spaniel, somehow there's this kind of a mesh that they put over the goldfish pool so the old people can't fall in. And somehow 10 minutes before the race, the dog got its head stuck through the mesh. And it was a very, very surreal and weird experience to suddenly be the youngest and most able-bodied man in the room. And all the women were looking at me like, do something, the dog's going to break its neck. So I hit upon the brilliant idea. I said, have you got any cooking oil? I said, we have. So I said, grab the cooking oil. And I got this 4-litre thing of sunflower oil, which I proceeded to pour over the Cocker Spaniel, thinking that I might be able to just slide him out. But he was so panicked, his head had sort of swelled up. So there was no getting him out, and he was sort of very greasy by this stage. And then one of the nurses produced a hacksaw blade, and I set about hacksawing the poor old pooch out, which I got out just in time for the Melbourne Cup. And my mum was the only person in the place who won the cup. So she won the money, and she just shook her head and walked out. And that's good, poor old bed sitting there. So that's Melbourne Cup Day in old people's home in Geelong. So it's what we've all got to look forward to, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't it a bloody reassuring thought? So this is called For a Few Less Candles on the Birthday Cake. Like a Tuesday morning, but you don't care, who knows. The devil got your inclination, the frostbite got your toes. Like your back, the words just fail you, unless you're talking about what ails you. But you weren't always down and done like this in your better days. In your better days, you weren't always riding hit and miss. In your better days, and you'll see better days. Years crept up like a grey assassin, but somehow you contrived. 20 years without a southern winter, but you know you're alive. Such a good walk ruined, scorecard stolen. You're under par on the 19th hole, and you weren't always down and done like this in your better days. In your better days, you weren't always running hit and miss. In your better days, you see better days. take. So tell me, why do you choose? Tell me, why do you pick? A heart that's pumping and a brain that ticks, a half fare taxi and a walking stick. Running hit and miss in your better days. You never let me talk to you like this in your better days. You say that I was full of wind and piss in your better days. In your better days, and you see better days. I wish that you could.